EdTech giant Baidu and number 39, S has raised 2,200 crore, $297.5 million, in fresh capital, underlining increasing investor faith in India and number 39, S most valued startup despite its widening losses. The latest funding was led by New York-based Oxshott Capital Partners as part of Series F round at an issue price of 285,072 rupees per share, per regulatory filings. Oxshott itself pooled in 1,200 crore. Other investors in the round included Edelweiss, 344.9 crore rupees, IFL, 110 crore rupees, Verition Multi-Strategy Master Fund, 147 crore rupees, and XN Exponent Holdings, 150 crore rupees. The EdTech startup is raising $1.5 billion at $21 billion valuation, a Mint report in August said. In June this year, Baidu and Squo, S had raised $1.5 billion from UBS Group, Abu Dhabi Sovereign Fund ADQ, and Blackstone Group, among others, at a valuation of $16.5 billion. Prior to that in April, Baidu and Squo, S had raised over $1 billion from investors led by Baron Funds, Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin and Squo, SB Capital Group, and US-based investment hedge fund XN Exponent Holding. The fundraising valued the company at around $15 billion. Baidu and Squo, S valuation has skyrocketed since last year as the pandemic has fueled an online learning boom with parents enrolling kids in online classes. The EdTech giant has also been aggressive on the acquisition front this year. Just last month, it bought US-based kids coding platform Tinker in its ninth acquisition this year. Baidu and Squo, S has witnessed around 80% growth in its consolidated net sales during FY19-20 as compared to a year before, as per the regulatory filings of the company. However, its losses grew nearly 30 times during the period under review. Other EdTech startups have also attracted significant funding during the pandemic. Just last week, Vedantu Innovation Private Limited, which operates a live tutoring platform, became the fifth digital learning startup in India to hit unicorn status after raising $100 million, 740 crore rupees, in its Series E round led by Singapore-based impact investor ABC World Asia.